get it. The Bird Show.
Here's your mascara alert. You're going to have to reapply your mascara if you listen to this whole 5 minutes. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, son is on me, man. I appreciate you.
Okay, you're using the wrong thing.
Yeah, just pull it down.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
In a couple of minutes, yeah, we'll do our tribute song for the 2025 Burt's Big Adventure trip. But before we even get into that, what you have to understand, and we haven't talked to you guys about it, this is the trip that doesn't end. I mean, yesterday, everybody's on the plane back from Orlando, and it's a very different plane coming back than it is going. It's a little bit like you going to Vegas.
Yeah.
Plane to Vegas, man, everybody's excited, and they're drinking champagne. It is loud in there, right? And then 3 days in Vegas, and you're on your way back. The same people on that plane. It is quiet. Everybody is sleeping, right?
Yeah, yeah. So now imagine 5 days going hard, VIP in Disney. Yeah, everybody had a Disney hangover on the flight back to Atlanta.
Those flights are quite different.
So it's a little bit on the quiet side, and then we get off the plane, and we start to work our way through the airport, and we have a whole bunch of employees of the airport that are waiting at our gate for us, right? And they're all applauding every kid that comes off the plane, which was really, really cool and unexpected for the families also. And they've also have signs that have been made for the kids with their name on it, and they all are specifically catered to the kids and their interests. And I've heard this time and time again on the trip, especially this year from the families, and I want to credit our Burt's Big Adventure staff for this. The word I heard over and over and over again is intentionality, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being intentional.
Being intentional. That when we talk to our Burt's Big Adventure families in advance, they tell us some stuff about the kids, what their interests are, and we get to know them outside of their illnesses. And the Burt's Big Adventure staff is so good about catering signs and gift bags and all sorts of stuff to each and every one of the kids. And you could see that in the signs yesterday. Then when we get through the airport and now you're sure the trip is done, Burt's Big Adventure is over, we're back at the hotel. No. We got all these bins filled with toys for all of the kids. And again, using this intention that we're talking about, they are specifically filled with all of these toys for the kids that are specifically catering to their interests. It just doesn't end.
It doesn't.
Right? Even the parents are like, first of all, where are we going to put all these toys?
Yeah, I know. We're like, but at least we gave you a bin this time. No, I think it was one of the dads who was like, I just feel like you really saw my kid. Like, because so often it can just, it's a trip to Disney, yes, but I think they realize that it's more than just a trip to Disney, and that you really see us and you see my family, and that the extra effort that was taken there to make us feel seen.
And I'm bragging on the staff this morning, but it really is thanking you guys for allowing us to put the minds and manpower into it to make these kids feel seen. So every time you donate, that's what it's going to.
It was a funny moment between the parents because the bins, there are so many gifts in the bins, and they're so catered to the kids and their siblings that I saw a couple of the parents get together and say, hey, we need to hide a couple of these and pull them back out for Christmas.
Yes. I heard that too. Yeah.
I know what family you're talking about.
I was like, that's funny.
I did hear that. So I really want to thank Sheridan and Amber and Tiffany and Kaylee and Caitlin from Burt's Big Adventure that stepped up this year because Molly, our executive director, stayed back because she just had a child.
She's on maternity leave and she deserves to spend as much time as possible with little Joni.
Seems like a pretty good reason.
Yep.
And the staff just really stepped up. So thank you guys. And thank you guys for listening also and donating each and every year to make sure that these kids feel seen. Right. So here's your mascara alert. We do this every single year. We have a tribute song because it's very difficult to listen to the entire Burt's Big Adventure shows on Thursday and on Mondays. Right. There's a lot of emotional stuff going on there. So we try to squish it down to about 5 minutes and give you guys the highlights. And this is the tribute to Burt's Big Adventure 2025.
No matter where life takes you, no matter what challenges come your way, you will never walk alone.
Just say the word.
The night we were watching the fireworks,
take on the world.
It reminded me of you guys.
Just say you're hurt.
They're exciting.
We'll face the worst.
Create awe and wonder.
Oh.
But much like the beginning of your birth, It felt like we were given explosives.
I can see.
She was born 5 weeks early.
See the pain in your eyes.
And heart failure.
Oh, believe.
My heart was shattering.
Believe me, and I have tried.
It's every mother's worst nightmare.
No, I won't. I won't pretend to know what you've been through.
I prayed so hard.
You should know. I wish it was me, not you.
And ask God to give me all of your pain.
And just say the word.
She's been on chemo for 663 days.
Take on the world.
I really do miss my long hair.
And just say you hurt.
I've seen you scared.
We'll face the worst.
Frustrated and exhausted.
No.
You have faced so much in your life already.
We'll take on the world.
We were handling what seemed to be a ticking time bomb that would take us all out.
But God had bigger plans.
What we thought was danger and tragedy was really the making of a story that we have learned to love.
You set our family on a path I never knew could be so fulfilling.
A story that has led to community.
Family isn't blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs.
I'm a part of the family now, just so we clear.
Yeah.
So.
She hopped on my back and she whispered and she's like, will you be my sister?
The ones who accept you for who you are.
You are beautiful with hair or without hair. A lot of that has to do with what's inside of you, girl.
The ones who would do anything to see you smile.
Those confetti cannons went off and purple confetti is raining down on us.
And love you no matter what.
It's not a reunion until I get my Cali hug.
It's really just amazing to see how loving everybody is.
BBA allows each family to realize they are not alone in this fight.
Just everybody's got each other's back here.
We would get in line and it's like, I'm so nervous. I'm like, you got this. Like, we just rode Tron.
I told you, you guys are really part of our family now. And you said, that's really what it's all about.
And it's the fight.
You told us you were scared.
In the fight of our lives.
But you rose above your fear in a sign of true bravery.
You and I.
There was nothing that could bring you down.
We were made to thrive.
I don't know what this dude is gonna be, but he's a leader.
And I am your future. I am your past. Never forget we were built to last. Step out of the shadows and into my life. Silence the voices that haunt you inside. And just say the word.
Cancer tried to take so much from you.
Take on the world.
But honestly, it never stood a chance.
And just say you're hurt.
Everything that's been thrown his way.
Who will face the worst?
He's overcome.
Nobody knows you the way that I know you. Look in my eyes, I will never desert you. And just say the word.
He received all clear scan.
Bobby got to ring the bell that same day.
And what does it mean when you get to ring the bell?
It means you're done with your treatment.
No more cancer, man.
Are you crying?
I was crying.
Are you emotional like my mom?
Nobody knows you.
I found a voice. And there's no reason to be shy anymore.
And nobody knows you.
She's a captain of the soccer team now.
The way that I know you.
We're very proud.
We'll fight, we'll go. Until the night, our world, we go. With you by my side. The calm, the storm, we'll face it all.
It just felt like a huge celebration all weekend long.
This is the best day of my life.
We'll take on the world. And nobody knows you the way that I know you. Look in my eyes, I will
to thank all of you guys that donate all year long in behalf of Bailey and Bella and Finley and Jolene and Sky and KJ and Liam and Max and Maggie and Miller and Oliver and Rainey and Bobby and Sin. Thank you guys for Burt's Big Adventure 2025. It was an amazing time. Mission accomplished.
Hey, let's do it again next year.
Let's.
Yeah, we should do that.
I like that.
The Burt Show.
They say that if you think about it long enough, everybody has a billion-dollar idea in them. I'm not so sure it's true. We have heard Jackson and we have heard Messy Mikey come in here before, not with billion-dollar ideas, but not even $2 ideas. So let's see what we got today.
Dollar ideas.
Dollar ideas. Even the Dollar General store would turn you down on this one.
Hey, inflation's crazy these days.
What were the last ones you guys pitched us on?
The last ones were for solving the problem of when you get that little extra dribble in your pants as a man.
And I solved that for free.
You did.
Okay, but you're going to have to go to the bonus content for that. I got a couple of DMs about that, that with practice, it is effective.
I'm on a roll lately.
Yeah?
It's worked, right? I truly am.
Man. I still haven't found a button.
But you're having a good time.
I'm not complaining.
All right, what's on the table today?
All right, so this week, you know, everyone's heard about Shark Tank, obviously. So we've dubbed this Stank Tank, where we've come up with, we think about a problem that everybody goes through, or most people go through on the day-to-day, in their day-to-day lives, and we're coming up with fun and creative product solutions as to how to solve these problems. And the problem that we're solving this week is everything that has to do with the dreaded chore of laundry. Okay? Does that make sense?
That is the worst. If you put them all together, that's at the top of the list. That vacuuming too, man.
I totally agree that laundry is by far the absolute
the
worst.
The folders for me.
Putting it away.
Yeah.
I hate hanging it up.
I know. And it's after you've done all the other stuff too. So it's like a multi, you know, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So this week, Mikey's going to kick us off.
Okay.
Well, hey there, sharks. I'm seeking $13 million in exchange for 5% of my potentially highly profitable company, Shrivel Shirts.
I'm immediately out. And for that reason, I'm out.
Listen, I'm the type of fella who will wear every article of clothing I own before I do any laundry. I hate it. It's a waste of my time and limited resources. What I hate even more is folding clothes. Listen, everybody, if you're like me or anybody who's not a complete OCD sleeper agent, you hate folding clothes. Even putting clothes on hangers is a big load of gobbledygook.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Think of it this way. You're put on this planet to help some, hurt no one, and have as much fun as you can on these quick trips around the sun. These beautiful days before us are not to be spent folding Rolling Stone tees from Target or hanging khaki pants. That's why I've teamed up with the little goblins that torture my brain and created Shrivel Shirts.
Shrivel Shirts.
That's a pair of pants.
What'd you say?
We make pants too. Shrivel Shirts, the clothes that are designed to be wrinkled.
Oh.
Now all you have to worry about is getting your clothes out of the dryer and chucking them into a big pile in your closet where they are ready to wear at a moment's notice.
Oh.
Here's my slogan. Hey, listen. Oh, I screwed it up. Hey, listen, you big sack of nothing. It's time to get your shirt together with Shrivel Shirts.
That's your slogan, so, huh?
That's okay. My slogan.
There is a bit of wisdom here. We just have to find somebody cool enough, like a Lenny Kravitz, to make it cool to have wrinkled clothes.
Yep.
Exactly.
For the rest of us to benefit. There is some wisdom here.
You're investing in a trend. Mind you.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz, that's a great call right there for an endorser.
There's nobody cooler than that. If Lenny's doing it, I'll do it.
Who's somebody Gen Z? Because you need to get Gen Z in on this.
Oh, I mean, anything Taylor Swift does turns to gold. Like, if she walked out in a wrinkled tee, I think the girlies would get on board.
It's true.
I see Sabrina Carpenter rocking one.
Okay.
I don't know if people are ready to blindly follow her as easily.
I get you.
You know what I mean? Like, I would follow Taylor Swift into war.
Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, Harry Styles, actually.
Yep, he might be the only one. Yes.
I agree. All right, so then I'm going to pitch mine, and then you guys are going to vote on who you guys would rather invest in.
Okay.
Got it.
If he has the right pitch person, this is strong.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, wait. We need his intro.
Hello, Sharks. What is the worst part about doing laundry? If you ask me, it's all of it. I hate laundry because there's so many steps that can't all be done at once. You have to separate out the clothes. You got to wash them, dry them, hang things, blah, blah, blah. You guys know the rest. And it's literally, truly my least favorite chore, which is why I'm asking for 6 positive affirmations in exchange for 8% to the rights to copyright potentially the name of the company. And that is the One Wear Wonders. One Wear Wonders are clothes that replicate all the latest fashion, but that you wear only once and then you get rid of them forever. Everyone uses one-time plastic utensils, paper plates. Why not the same thing for your clothes? Babies have disposable diapers. Why can't we have the same luxury?
Jackson, but what about the environment?
Sure, there is the glaringly obvious environmental impact, which is why up to 15% of our clothes are recyclable. Kind of. Everyone is always concerned about microplastics, and they're so scared because you can't see them, which is why we're using brand new macroplastics technology so that you can physically see the environmental impact that you're having.
Does that exist?
Okay.
Yeah, well, those are just everyday plastics.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So join me and countless others in saying goodbye to the worst chore in the world and say hello to the future of pollution.
How much are these shirts or pants that you wear once and throw away going to cost?
$4.99.
$4.99 I can only wear once?
Oh, you throw them away after you're done with them. So, like, you can re-wear them if you want, but then the second you need to wash them, then they're gone.
Yeah, I think they're called Shein.
I think it's already happening.
That's a fact. I think they beat you to it.
I was going to go with Old Navy, because that's how I feel about Old Navy.
I tell you what, if I was going to invest, I think it would have to be in Jackson's
what?
Here. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Look, the environment is not my problem. It's my kids' problem.
That is such a boomer thing to say. Hey, I'm going shrivel shirts all day.
Thank you.
I'd rather wear some once than walk around wrinkled. I'm going with Jackson.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm going shrivel shirts, surprisingly.
Man,
I'm shocked.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Okay, there's one thing I feel like every single girl does the second she walks into a bar, and I want to give you an anecdote as to why I think you should stop doing it. So, of course, you put on your outfit, you get your hair done, you got the full beat, you stroll into the bar, you're feeling good about yourself. The first thing you're doing is you are scoping out the property. You're like, what commodities can we get into tonight? Who can we chat up? Who looks single? Who looks hot? That's what I'm here for. And so, a couple weekends ago, me and my friend went to a dive bar in Jacksonville. It's my hometown, and we were ready. Like, we felt like we were bulls behind a gate, like, ready for the rodeo. We were like, she's married, so she was just there to be my wing woman. I was there, like, ready to go. She's like, I'm just here to drink. I'm like, I'm here for the men. So I walk into this dive bar, and I'm kind of scoping things out. She's like, okay, who do you want me to approach? I'll be your wing woman for you tonight. And there was this group of guys in the back that I immediately clocked. I was like, oh, that's my type, obviously, because they're towering over everyone and they have long brown hair. That's my type. And so, of course, we get a couple of drinks. We're bouncing around the bar. And I feel like every girl can kind of relate to this, where it's like, you don't idolize them, but every time they walk by you in the bar, you're like, oh my God, like, I want to talk to them so bad. And there were a couple of times where she tried to approach them for me and I tried to approach them. And for whatever reason, like, they were either talking to somebody else or doing something, and it just never came to fruition. So there came a point in the night where I realized, like, we just need to go off and have like a girl's night, or go find somebody else to talk to. And at that point, I had already seen my ex in the bar. So things were getting hectic. So around like 11:30 p.m., we belly up to the bar. We're hanging out, me and her just gabbing. And to our left, all of a sudden, I see those guys I had been chasing the whole night just start approaching us. And I'm like, oh my God, they're coming up. Wait, is this happening? I thought I was hallucinating. I'm like, how many White Claws have I had? And so this guy and his two friends come up to us, and all they say is, do you girls want to go to another bar? And I'm like, that was easy. I felt like the Staples button had just been pressed. I was like, well, dang, what happened to, hello, how are you? My name is. And so I'm looking at him, I'm looking at my ex in the corner, and I'm like, yeah, I think it would probably be pretty great to have my ex see me walk out of the bar with this dude and my friend. So yeah, that's what we end up doing. So it's me, this guy that I think is super hot, his two friends, my married friend, who's like, I'm just here for the vibe. And we get in this Uber and we pop to the next bar. But in the car, we found out that this group of friends were some of the worst people on earth, I think. The things they said about women in front of us.
Oh, no.
I was... My flabbers were gassed. I'm sitting next to this one guy who was, you know, talking about some bee that he met and how, you know, it was fun and he wished he could have stayed. And then his friend is like, well, you know, just text her. Like, she can be your slam piece for the next week or two. Me. And I'm like,
what?
And I'm like, you're saying that to our face. And at 11, it's not even like 2 a.m. at this point. I'm like, it's like 11:30. It's not that late. And they're just riffing off each other. And I don't need to fill in the blanks. Just think of any misogynistic, nasty thing you could say about a woman. That's what happened in the car. And I'm just sitting here. I'm like, we left. I could have been confronting my ex in this moment. Instead, I left with these losers.
Yeah, well, in the moment, I can understand how it's a compliment. Guy comes up to you, he's super good looking, his friends are super good looking, doesn't say anything. It sounds like a cool night, right? But if you remove yourself from it, you could have almost predicted it, right? As a guy that doesn't even come up and say hello.
Okay? Absolutely.
Doesn't even give you guys his name. And he's that good looking. Looking back at it, could you have said, yeah, I probably could have predicted that.
No.
No?
I mean, I thought this was going to be a fun night. Yeah, I thought this was like a spontaneous thing. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go down to Ritz down the street. We'll get you guys drinks. I'm like, oh, this will be fun. I'm thinking, again, radio, good content. And instead, I feel like I got verbally assaulted by secondhand embarrassment to these other women they were making fun of.
I feel like guys know this about other guys, where there's a line of where the confidence is just right. And you're like, okay, this is the kind of guy I can kick it with. But then it goes a little further than that. And you're a little too confident. Yep. And you kind of can see what's coming with that.
So I'm curious, because in my 20s, I wouldn't have said anything. But in my 40s now, I would have said something. So as they're making these nasty comments, did you ever say like,
what? Let me out?
No. Were you ever like, what's your problem with women? Like, why do you think this is cool to talk like this in front of us?
Oh, I went full Karen on him.
Yeah!
Okay, so I'm sitting next to the one guy who's making all these trashy comments about, you know, turning this girl that he said that he had a lovely evening with into his slam piece. I look at him and I go, this is literally what I said. I look at him and I go, have you ever thought about like getting to know her? Have you thought about like asking her questions? Have you thought about like being intentional about your time with her? I mean, I went like literally as woke as possible to this guy just to make him feel really uncomfortable. And there was one guy in the car that was like, okay, I see what's happening. Like, this is really uncomfy. But I just kept calling him out to where I was like, I want them to know that we're not these types of ladies. Mm-hmm. Obviously, my friend's got a fat rock on her finger. I'm the single one in the back. I'm like, I got to make sure that these guys know, like, we're not to be trifled with. Okay. Like, we're not about to like get into any kind of mess here. So we go to the next bar and they're kind of like, oh, this is lame. And I was like, this is a perfectly fine bar, but whatever. We get in the Uber, the misogyny continues. We go to the next
bar.
You
went to another bar with them?
If you've been to Jack's Beach, they're all like very close to each other. You can walk to them. And we get.
Then why get an Uber?
So many questions.
There's a lot of holes in this story.
Kristen, I'm just a girl.
You're a girl with standards, Abby. You're a girl with standards.
I confronted them, Kristen. I called out the misogyny. I'd like to think I saved at least one woman from, you know, they're going to remember me. They're going to be in the middle of a misogynistic comment. And they're like, remember that hot girl in the back of the talk?
I promise you, was not going that way.
Yeah, here's where I think you're wrong, is you rewarded the behavior. You got into the Uber with them again.
No, because then we get to the second bar, and it just continues, and these guys are just, like, becoming the lamest people on earth. And I look at my friend, and I was like, should we go back to Pete's? And the tall guy that I thought was really hot looks at us and goes, we'll take you back to Pete's. So we get in the car back. We immediately ditch them. And I just thought it was so funny because for the first hour that we were there, I remember thinking like, oh my God, I would love to flirt with that guy. He seems so cool, so fun. Like, I would love to have like a night hanging out with this dude. And I'm thinking about how many times I've maybe idolized a hot guy in the bar where you just think like, that's the guy. Like, he's so great. And it just turns out this is another loser. Just another loser with long brown hair.
Good. Abby is doing this for me, but all that was going through my mind was like, let's endorse the average looking guy. Because the average looking guy would never go up to somebody in a bar and just go, let's get out of here. Because he knows he has to work a little harder.
No, his friends were very average. And they were the most misogynistic ones in that car.
You were locked in with that good looking guy. And I would assure you that was it the average guys that said
yes.
hey, let's go?
Well,
or was it the good-looking guy?
The good-looking guy was the one that was talking, but he had like his little goonies behind him.
Yeah.
But they were,
and I know
that's how it goes.
Yeah. And I know this group.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This group is famous.
But to be fair, the average guys were being misogynistic in the car, too. Like, I mean, being a POS has range. Like, you could be ugly and you can be hot.
They feel like
they can
get that off because of the leader of the group, who is the really nice-looking guy.
Yes, they feel like they're riding like the hot guy's coattails. They're
for sure.
This is my bestie, so I must be on the same level. I'm like, no, you're not, Lord Farquaad. Like that's... Like you're not hot enough to be that sexist.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Right, a little peek behind the scenes at Burt's Big Adventure this week, right? While it wasn't for a lack of trying, it was certainly a humbling week for Abby.
Yeah,
this is
a new rock bottom for me. I'm not having a good week. I just booked my telehealth appointment to get my antibiotics. I was rejected all week by the children, who are the reason I'm getting the antibiotics. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm emotionally spent. It's not great for me.
I think maybe you're psyching yourself out by telling yourself over and over again that you're not good with kids. You are, what's the word I'm looking for?
Manifesting it.
You're manifesting that, and the kids are feeling it.
No, the children loved me last year. I was a hit.
You were a hit.
I was a hit last year. I don't know what's wrong with these ones. They don't like me. It was like from the get-go. It like was from day one. I was like, these kids hate me.
So if you're new around here, we just got back from our trip to Disney World, where we take kids that aren't feeling great. They have chronic and terminal illnesses down to Disney World for 5 days. It's a magical trip.
And they're siblings, so we got a bunch of kiddos.
Yeah, you know, we're hanging with the kids. We're assigned different kids. And, you know, you just get down on their level and you have a good time with them. But gosh, time after time, I got a scouting report that time after time, Abby was just getting rejected by the kids this week.
There's nothing more brutal than having a 7-year-old look you in the face and go, no. Like, that's not even an exaggeration. It started with, when did it start? I think it started with the dance party on night one. And one of the things that I do find tougher about this trip is, you know, you want to be in the moment, but at the same time, I get sometimes we need to have a picture or two. And so I'm just, you know, getting jazzy on the dance floor with my boy Mickey and Pluto. And I'm dancing the cha-cha slide, doing my two dance moves that I know. And Bert's girlfriend, Amanda, comes up to me and she's like, hey, really need a couple of shots for you for the IG. Who have you connected with? Can you dance for a little bit so we can get
with
some
kids.
Shots?
Yeah, with some
children. Yeah. And so I go, okay, I'll run over to this child. I'm dancing. And I do that thing, you know, we bend down and you start talking to the child as they're dancing. I'm like, hey, insert name here. I'm like, I'm such a bad dancer. You look so good dancing. Like, can you show me how to dance? Like, will you dance with me? And this girl turns to me with like a dead ass, a snarl on her face. I'm not even exaggerating. And just goes, shaking her head, no. And I just look at Amanda dumbfounded. Like, I don't know what to do in this moment.
Amanda said she got it on. She got a picture of it.
She got a picture of it?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It's a beautiful moment.
There's a lot of bad pictures of me that night, too, because then the confetti cannons went off, and that was loud. And you can't do that in 2025 America, because I thought we were about to die. I was like, something's going down.
You're having flashbacks to Nam.
I was having Nam flashbacks. And so I just looked at Amanda in that moment. I was like, I don't know what to do in this moment. I was just, how do you walk away from a 7-year-old that was just like, Nam? And it just feels like you're working your way up to talk to the hot guy in the bar. So then flashback to the...
This is a way worse walk of shame.
This really is.
I
would rather Chad from accounting tell me no. And I'd be like, it's my looks. But with kids, I'm like, it's my personality, isn't it? So then the next day, then I get rejected twice the next day. So, you know, I'm hanging out with these kids. And again, we're on rides and stuff. And there are certain rides that the photographers will ask you to ride with kids. And I always feel awkward about this because I'm like, this is their family vacation. Like, I don't want to like butt in, but whatever. And so I was hitting it off with this one kid. I thought we were cool. I thought we were bros. So we're in line and our photographer's like, hey, can you ask to sit with one of them for this ride? And so I approach one of them and I bend down and I go, oh my God, I'm so nervous for this ride. Like, it would mean a lot to me if you sat with me. Like, I'm just really, really scared because it's a big roller coaster. I'm like, will you sit with me? And this kid looks at me and goes, No. Just like that, too. It's not even they're like, no, I want to sit with my mom. They're like, no.
Anyone loser. Else.
Anybody
else.
And so immediately, so then I turn around because I was with two children that day. And so I turn around to the other child who was in our group and they're hanging out with one of our staffers. I'm like, sick. I got backup this time. Mm-hmm. Libby's going to hype me up. So I kind of work myself up and get the courage again. Walk over to Libby and start making small talk. I'm like, oh, love your Stitch hat. The hat's so cool. You're so awesome. Love you. You're the best. So brave. So resilient. So beautiful. So fun. Love hanging out with you. Bend down. And I go, do the same thing. Oh my God, I'm so nervous about this ride. Like, it would mean so much to me if you rode with me. Like, I'm just really scared for this ride. And this kid looks up to me and grabs Libby's hand and goes, no. I'm riding with Libby. And I'm like, this is the same kid that put Pirates of the Caribbean water in my ear 10 minutes ago. I'm like, I gotta get an ear infection and get rejected by you.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz. You
know, I don't even have the emotional strength to do this.
Next year, we're going to do Abby's Big Adventure. And it's only going to be hot, floppy-haired guys who work in finance that are over 6 foot.
I was about to say, the kids ain't coming.
No. Yeah. Can you guys start a nonprofit for me?
And there won't be a kid inside here.
We just start recruiting all the hot guys from the Atlanta metropolitan area.
We were trying to figure out if there's a training program we could put you through something leading up to the trip.
Then I just didn't want to try for the rest of the trip. I was like, well, dang, I'm just going to talk to the parents.
Your confidence was going like day one.
By the end, I was beat down. The parents can attest because then I get on the bus at the end of the day and I'm emotionally spent. I've been rejected. I've got Pirates of the Caribbean water in my ear, my nose, got a lingering eye infection. I'm sure that's sprouting. And then we get on the bus to go back to the hotel. And if you've ever been to Disney, you know, these are like the buses from hell. It's like 500 people that they cram onto this bus. There's no space.
Oh, the Disney transportation from the park.
Yeah. And you're overstimulated. You're hot. You're tired. You've walked 25,000 steps and I'm standing there and this 275-pound guy weasels his way from the front of the bus for some reason and then goes to the back where we're standing and then looms over me, arms up, pit to the face. And I just look at the mom, Lauren, and I'm just sitting there. And I'm just like, I know I have the stink face right now, and she thinks I hate her kids, but I'm like, no, I'm just emotionally done.
That wasn't a person. That was the shadow of death.
that was the Grim Reaper. And then that man was looking at our shirts, and he saw Bert's Big Adventure and the Bert Show on it, and he's looming down at me, B.O. wafting into my nostrils, and he goes, what's Bert's Big Adventure? And the parents go, yeah, Abby, what's Bert's Big Adventure? And I just do this heavy sigh where I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, no, I shouldn't have done that. And then I have to explain to him that we're here being good people. And I'm like, I know I look like the seventh layer of hell right now.
I know we're supposed to get to entertainment buzz, but I'm wondering, because Bert has told me this before in the past when it comes to stuff on the show. Maybe you just got to try easier. Yeah. Maybe you're just trying too hard and they can smell the desperation on you.
Like try hard energy?
Yeah. Yes.
No, because have you seen David? That's try hard. And he's like, put cake in my face. Put cake in my ear. Put cake in
right.
the butt.
He's getting down to bed.
he's like, quick, kids, watch.
He's not wrong.
I kind of lost my headphones. Like,
he gets out of their level and he's the goofy. He's a clown.
He's a clown. We love him. And yes. He's like, look, kids, watch me snort this frosting. Like, he'll do anything. And they love him. And then all I want to do is the Cupid shuffle with Jared or whoever, Jason.
Okay.
And
all right, let's take a break and try to regroup for an entertainment buzz. Emotionally, call your therapist real quick.
Yes.
Go to BetterHelp. Do whatever you got to do. Can you come back and do entertainment buzz?
No, I want to go home, Bert. No. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Well, there's good news.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
The Bert Show.